Rutland and Stamford Sound, local news.
Plans for an 81-hectare solar farm on land between Exton Avenue and Barnsdale Avenue have been revealed by a company that builds, owns and operates renewable energy products across the country. If built, Econergy, say Exton Energy, would generate enough electricity to power 14,400 homes. A community consultation has been launched and will run until the 14th of August. There's an online event next Tuesday morning at 11 and an in-person event at Exton Village Hall between 2 and 6 next Wednesday afternoon. Meanwhile, the planned Mallard Pass solar farm consultation for East Rutland and villages near Stamford ends on the 4th of August and, if approved, would cover 463 hectares. Both schemes contain a battery storage facility. Firefighters from Stamford Bourne and the Deepings tackled a multiple car fire during the early hours of this morning in Stamford. Eight vehicles in a row were well alight on Edward Road around 2 o'clock in the morning. No one's believed to have been hurt, despite it being very close to nearby houses and flats. The exteriors of nearby homes were damaged, however. Crews used thermal imaging cameras and breathing apparatus as they put the fire out. A burst water main at Great Casterton is likely to mean low pressure or no water for customers in the village this morning, says Anglian Water. Properties further north up to Pickworth, Clipsham, Castlebytham and Swayfield could also be affected. Engineers hope to get the burst repaired by midday. Stamford Police says antisocial behaviour in the Meadows area will not be tolerated and anyone involved will be asked to leave the area. Officers have issued a dispersal order following an incident last night covering Cattle Market, Bath Row and Station Road. It'll be enforced tonight and tomorrow evening. If those who have been told to leave don't comply, arrests can be made. Power was interrupted in parts of Oakham, Barleythorpe and Langham yesterday by what's thought to have been a transformer fire at Langham Village. A supermarket on Land's End Way even temporarily closed. Power was restored by yesterday evening. And TV coverage of this year's Land Rover Burley Horse Trials will be better than ever with the new top-quality digital Burley TV service. As well as extensive coverage of the event from the first horse inspection to the prize giving, it will also include an exclusive preview of the cross-country course designed for the first time by Derek de Grazia from the States and an at-home feature with reigning champion Pippa Funnel. The Du Barry Young Horse event will also be live-streamed and archive footage back to 1990 will also be available. Burley TV costs £20 per year and is subscription only. Rutland and Stamford Sound News. I'm Rob Pisani.